from KQED.
The baseball season is underway, and these days teams often use statistics to find players with unrecognized potential. That strategy was made famous by the book and movie Moneyball. Well, at UC Riverside, some players are turning to a different discipline for an edge at the plate, neuroscience. As KPCC's Sandin Totten reports, it seems to be working.
While other players are out running drills or taking batting practice, UC Riverside center fielder Devin Belaski is in a dark room playing a video game.
Basically, you're just looking for the dots, and you click on them.
He's sitting at a desk with a mouse and a monitor. The dots he's clicking are small circles with slightly different patterns in them. His job is to click on certain patterns, but not others.
At first, it's actually pretty difficult, and then once you get the hang of it and your eyes get adjusted, it's pretty good.
He and 18 teammates played the game for 25 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week as part of a study. This game is the brainchild of Aaron Seitz, a psychology professor at UC Riverside. He says it improves the player's ability to notice details, something crucial for ball players.
If you're able to see how the ball is spinning, or you could see the stitching on the ball, these are characteristics that go along with great hitters.
Seitz says there are two aspects of vision. We see with our eyes, and you can improve that with glasses or LASIK surgery. But the brain also needs to process what we see.
What if we could come up with an exercise routine for the brain so that the brain can strengthen its processing and do better with what it gets from the eyes?
That's what his game, called Ultimize, aims to do. When your brain sees the world, it breaks the images down into little circular patterns called gabors. It's similar to how a digital camera breaks a picture into a series of pixels. The patterns in Seitz's game are meant to simulate the gabors our brains see. So by playing the game, you train your brain to hone in on these crucial building blocks of image. Seitz recently published a study in the journal Current Biology that showed, on average, players of the game can read eye charts 31% further away than before. Of course, with ball players, lab results aren't what counts.
Good, Angelo, hook him. Get rid of it early. Good.
That's Doug Smith, head baseball coach of the UC Riverside Highlanders.
I don't pretend to understand the science whatsoever. I am smart enough to know that there's been a difference.
Smith says the team's slugging percentage is up, they're getting on base more often, and one study participant in particular, who used to swing at low pitches, is showing dramatic improvements.
He stopped doing that as regularly. So consequently, his strikeout numbers have really reduced. His on-base numbers have really gone up. Anytime we can find something to help us get just a little bit better, boy, you're crazy if you're not going to do it.
Daniel Ozer also teaches psychology at UC Riverside. He's a huge baseball fan and a devotee of a way of analyzing baseball statistics called sabermetrics. When he heard about the Highlanders' involvement in the study, he decided to see if he could spot the difference in the team's performance by analyzing their past record and comparing them to other teams in the Big West Conference.
Once I crunched the numbers, it was surprisingly large. I was really quite taken aback. I sort of expected to need a microscope, and I didn't need any help at all to see it in the data.
Overall, Ozer says the vision game seems to have created 41 additional runs, resulting in 4 extra wins last season. Of course, this could just be a placebo effect created by the team thinking they should do better thanks to the eye game. Other factors could have improved their game as well. But Ultimize creator Aaron Seitz says he'll keep running tests on the team to gather more evidence. He's even becoming a fan.
You know, as the season went on, I was constantly checking my phone to see, you know, did they score in the last minute? And it really sucks you in.
Seitz may soon have to start following a lot more teams. Since he recently started selling the game as a computer program and app, several other sports, including some Major League Baseball teams, have asked about the technology. For the California Report, I'm Sandin Totten in Riverside.